This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell says he didn't pay too much attention to quarterback J.J. McCarthy's comments last week when asked about the competition with Kyler Murray.
Those things are always tough for me because I'm in it. I'm around it every day. Now there's an interpretation of those comments are going to be what they are. I would just say that in the room and the actual day-to-day, the dialogue between those guys, the interactions have been very professional, and even more so than that, it's been a positive room, and I think Carson has a lot to do with that as the veteran in the room.
The Vikes have mandatory minicamp next week. The Lynx got a record performance from guard Olivia Miles. She became the first WNBA rookie to ever hit 8 three-point shots in a game. She did so in an 87-84 win over Golden State.
It feels so much better to grind it out with your girls, and you know, you saw us hug at the end because we were just like, thank God. But it's hard, and you know, we just appreciate every win.
Miles finished with 28 points. The Twins gave up an unearned run in the sixth and two earned runs in the ninth. They lost to Kansas City last night in a rain-delayed game at Target Field 8-6. The Twins had four solo homers, including two from Cody Clemens.
Just need to keep competing and, you know, try and touch up on some of those things and continue to have quality bats and play good defense, and the pitchers will come around and get back in the zone.
Game two of the four-game set is tonight. Meanwhile, the AAA Saints got three homers from Matt Wallner. They won for a fifth straight time. They beat Indianapolis last night 7-4. Wild forward Marcus Foligno won the NHL's King Clancy Award. That's given to the player who does a lot for others, and he's raised a lot of money for cancer research.
Everyone's affected by cancer some way, somehow, and it's unfortunate that we have to talk about that, but to try to do good and to all come together for a great cause is what I'm mostly very, very happy about, what this cause is all about.
Well-deserved honor indeed for Foligno. For more Minnesota sports info, go to MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com. This is MNN Sports.